Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Big issues, big guest. Douglas Steinhardt is the chairman of the New Jersey GOP, and they are making progress in a very, very tough state. He recently filed a lawsuit vis-a-vis Governor Murphy, and I believe a lot of it is around what is the core subject that the media just is not curious about. Decisions around nursing homes during the middle of this whole epidemic. Doug joins us again here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Doug, welcome back. Thanks for making time today. Good to have you.
Don, thanks for having me on. How are you today?
Well, very, very well. So tell me why all of a sudden this lawsuit? What's been building up? What do you try to achieve in the suit?
Well, it's not an all of a sudden thing. I mean, I think the crisis has been building for a long time. And
okay.
The changing point for us was last Monday when the governor really announced that what had always been flatten the curve became when the economy will reopen when we get a vaccine. And honestly, Dom, we have no idea when that'll be or if that'll be. And you can't keep moving the goals and keeping people in the dark with no uncertainty, no hope, no sense of when the economy may reopen or under what circumstances. So, you know, that coupled with the continued practice of designating businesses as essential and non-essential and employees as essential and non-essential is tantamount to the governor picking winners and losers. The ability to earn a living is literally dependent solely on the whims of one person, in this case, Governor Murphy. And I think when the governor starts creating classes of employers and employees, they turn your private property rights into privileges. And we've taken the position that is contrary to constitutional law. It violates the due process clause. It violates the equal protection under the law. And, you know, it makes no sense that, for instance, six people can get a car and go on a family drive, but they can't sit together at a beach or on a boat. You can go to Walmart. You can't catch COVID, apparently, at Walmart, but you can't go to church. You can go to church, and get it. You know, criminals can be released from prison. Meanwhile, owners of businesses are simply trying to open and make a living are being threatened with being sent there. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I have said multiple times that I think the governor is hiding behind science rather than being guided by it. And all of those thoughts and premises form the foundation of our suit against the state.
Yeah, and to that last point, Doug, they vaguely have some vague scientific, I think you can see this, concepts in mind with a public health official. But for each every one of these decisions, like why July 6th, I'm in agreement with them, we need outdoor graduation in person for closure for these kids. Why July 6th? There's no science that would indicate that. That's his own personal whim. And we know in government, when you're capricious and it's your own personal whim, that's when trouble happens.
Agreed. And that's the legal standard, right? There has to be some balancing test. Government has to be able to establish that it engaged in some balancing test. The public's interest in its health and the private citizen's interest in his or her rights. And I think that's where the government's failed. That's where Governor Murphy has failed. As I said earlier, there's no rhyme or reason to his picking winners or losers or designating
right. Essential
and non-essential employees or his failure to give meaningful dates and benchmarks to people so they can figure out how they can get back open and get the economy up and running again.
And Doug, the nursing home part of this, now it's being clear now that Murphy too, I know here in Pennsylvania, it's shocking that Rachel Levine saw all this, takes her mom and puts her in a hotel, 95-year-old mom. We know with Cuomo, he was adamant about it. He was told, can you tell me what were they going by the sense of either putting people into the nursing home or keeping COVID-19 positive people in the nursing home? The evidence was pretty clear of what would happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that first of all, the nursing home scandal is a tragedy of monumental proportions. I have 78-year-old parents who, thank God, are still, you know, alive and healthy, but I shudder to think what might have happened to them had, you know, they've been forced to be in any one of New Jersey's 600-plus long-term care facilities. You know, the problem, I think, stems from two things. First, if you go back to 2018, there was an adenovirus outbreak in Wanacue, New Jersey, up in Sussex County, and 11 children died of the adenovirus. As a result of that, there was legislation proposed that would have increased the standards and the scrutiny of long-term care facilities, the safety standards and the safety scrutiny of long-term care facilities. But when that was reviewed by the Governor Murphy's Department of Health, they balked and said they didn't have the staff and the resources to implement them or enforce it. So all those safeguards were removed. Fast forward to March 31st of 2020, and inexplicably, after all the dialogue that's being sent to the public about testing and testing and testing, the governor's Department of Health issues a letter to all 600 and some long-term care facilities in New Jersey that expressly prohibits long-term care facilities from testing any patient that's being admitted or readmitted who was formerly COVID positive. And as we've since learned, a lot of people had the virus, right, but may have been asymptomatic. So not testing them and putting them into facilities with other vulnerable adults, other vulnerable veterans, the state's one veterans, the long-term care veterans facility in Paramus, really sealed the fate and was a death warrant for, you know, at this point, well over 6,000 vulnerable New Jerseyans who unfortunately died at the hands of the governor and his Department of Health secretary.
Now, Doug, is that a philosophical thing? In other words, that's my thought. They were thinking that somehow or another discriminatory or something to test.
Listen, I don't know what the rhyme or reason for it was, but it just makes no sense to me. It makes no sense that if the public narrative is we need to test to keep people safe, we need to test to keep people safe, why then they weren't testing people on admission to those facilities then? And it has since changed. You know, once it was exposed, they've then gone on this project of testing everybody in the long-term care facilities, which is when the numbers, you know, ballooned as quickly as they did at the long-term care facilities themselves. So, you know, there's just no consistency to the practice, and there was no consistency to the implementation. It's why the Republican Party called for state legislative hearings. It's why we asked the federal government to intervene. We were encouraged a couple weeks ago when Senator Vitale, who chairs the Health Committee, indicated that he thought he might be calling for legislative hearings. But within an hour of making that announcement, he actually pulled back the request, said he was going to defer to the governor and his own appointed consultants to do that investigation. Fortunately, the Senate leadership has since moved beyond that. Senator Kaine, Senator Sweeney announced jointly that the legislature, the Senate, would in fact be taking up an investigation and allowing folks an opportunity to present their case.
Now, you didn't back away, and I'm not sure the context, when somebody said, well, you know, there might be criminal behavior here. I guess they thought they would push back on you by saying that surely you're not suggesting that that's even remotely possible.
Yeah, you know, Tom Moran tried to sort of back me into a corner yesterday and say that by calling for a special prosecutor, was I suggesting or implying that you know, there was criminal activity, because that's what, you know, special prosecutors do. And my answer then is just the same as my answer today. I'm not going to speak hypothetically or speculate as to what happened or didn't happen. What I do know is that over 6,000 people passed away there. What I do know is that there were opportunities, it looks like, to prevent it, and it didn't happen. And, you know, I do think that the governor has already asked the attorney general to investigate. But I think the attorney general and assistants has an explicit conflict. And if that's the case, then we should be talking about having a special prosecutor appointed. If, in fact, there's going to be an investigation, I would hate to see the governor attempt to turn all the attention on the facilities themselves in an effort to avoid responsibility, the administration's responsibility.
Well, that's well put. And, Doug, you know, I don't know if you concur, but what we see here in Pennsylvania and the counties around Philadelphia, it's pretty clear that if this had been dealt with in the long-term care facilities effectively early on, we would still not be in this crisis lockdown mode, at least here in Pennsylvania. It's clear what the numbers tell us. Chester County, it was like 89% of people that died were long-term care facilities. This could have been avoided. The crisis didn't have to be this dramatic.
I do agree with you, Dom. I think, again, history will show that indecision and a lack of decisiveness, just weak leadership, poor judgment, caused us in New Jersey, the administration, to act too late, which meant that the curve got as high as it did and has stretched out as long as it has. As a result, is why the economy is opening as late as it is. So, you know, I think a lot of things happened that created a domino effect that got us to today. Our goal in calling for the investigations and calling for the hearings and filing a lawsuit is to get some answers to a lot of these questions.
Absolutely. Douglas, thank you. Thanks, Doug, for joining us as always. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Dom. Thanks for inviting me on today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.